Now I grew up down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know. My pops picked the place up for $1,500 back in 1964.
What's up, Wisconsin? Good evening and welcome to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, coming to you live from downtown Waukesha on the Fishbowl. Stop on by 122 Wisconsin Avenue, right downtown Waukesha. And we do the show live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. And it's awesome because you can walk by and gawk at us or come right on in. And even, who knows, we'll probably even put you on the radio tonight. One of the strange things about this show, which I actually happen to like, is, you know, Danielle Fairman is quite an avid outdoors woman, and I'm an avid outdoorsman, and we spend a lot of our time hunting and fishing and utilizing the great outdoors of the state of Wisconsin, and sometimes that pulls us away from the show. Danielle is in North or South Dakota. Calvin, our producer, Calvin, do you remember which Dakota she's in?
I believe it's South, but I'm also not sure.
Okay, so you don't know either? One of the Dakotas, both of which are fantastic for waterfowl in the fall season. Calvin? You got everything under control in there? We got five people in the studio tonight.
We're rocking and rolling.
As long as you say so. You know, I'm telling you what, we would not be able to do this if it weren't for the subtle imagery and delicate sounds of Calvin in the inner sanctum of the studio. So thank you, Calvin. We have an awesome show tonight because we get to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart and very exciting, the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. And joining us in the studio from our number one fans from the Oconomowoc area, you hear me say hi to them every week, the Kennedy clan in Oconomowoc. And one of the reasons, I'm going to let you in on some inside information, because Robin Kennedy is actually one, she's my boss. She hates when I say that. Robin, there's a microphone in front of you. You don't just have to like pantomime your frustration. You could take it right out
on
me. I'm
going to tell you, do
microphone.
Not call me boss anymore, JK.
It drives her nuts. But in all reality, she tackled me in a parking lot about 10 years ago, and that's how we ended up working together. You don't like that story either, do you?
Well, because you never tell it truthfully.
Oh, I think that's kind of true. I mean, I think there was enough physical contact that I probably, if I were weighed less, that I probably would have hit the asphalt.
And did you tap out?
I did. I tapped out. And we're going to have a guest later in the show who's going to agree with me that you cannot say no to Robin Kennedy. Dan Kennedy, I know you're listening, and you're in that situation too, I'm sure. It's very hard to say no to Robin. But in all seriousness, the reason that is because Robin Kennedy is so committed to her passion in life, and that is helping the diverse abilities community, making sure that equality is true equality for all Americans, all Wisconsin. And it is a joy and a pleasure to work with her. And one of the things that we're going to be focusing this show on today is the A-Team. And if you don't know what the A-Team is, A-Team is an organization that is statewide in Wisconsin and throughout the United States that gives equal opportunities and choices and offers a full array of choices for people with diverse abilities in work, home, and life. And one of the coolest things, you know, we're an outdoor oriented show. So we do outdoor cooking, field to table, provider style. You know that I co-host The Fowl Life. I am now fortunate enough to be doing cooking segments for Ted Nugent's show, Spirit of the Wild. And one of the things that I think is important is that people with diverse abilities have equal opportunities to enjoy everything, not just work, home, and life, but recreation in the great state of Wisconsin as well. So I don't even remember. Did we come up with it together? How did the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series get its conception? Robin Kennedy is joining us, also founder of the A-Team and founder of the Outdoor Adventure Series. How did we come up with that?
Well, it started with the United Way of Jefferson and Northern Walworth County, and they put out a grant. It's called a Pillar Grant, and it's all about equity and diversity. And we had done that really cool Kill It, Clean It, Cook It
Right? My old TV show, that's
Remember?
Right.
Remember? And yeah. we brought the A-Team folks out to Milford Hills, which is an awesome place to go,
yeah,
of course.
Thank you to Lloyd Marks and the folks out at Milford Hills for hosting us, because
absolutely.
That is really an outstanding fishery there, and it's kind of top secret, and we kind of used some connections to get into that pond to be able to fish it. So,
and it was awesome, and that kind of sparked me, because equity and diversity and all that great stuff, I thought, hey, we should write a grant, and we love the word, the letter A, so angling adventure was the kickoff.
I want to talk, and I want to bring Max Vespalik in. Max, it's great to have you on the show tonight with us, and I want to bring up a little bit of a tough conversation, and that is the fact that if somebody's got a disability or a diverse ability, in my opinion, in today's world, that's kind of that is the community of people that gets overlooked or excluded from a lot of things that have to do with recreation, with some of the joys of life. I mean, yes, there are programs in place. There are people in place whose jobs and whose lives it is to help fulfill the lives of people with diverse abilities. But I think very often we kind of overlook the fact that just because you have a diverse ability or a disability, that you may not want to participate in the outdoors. I mean, and Max, I mean, you were just telling me before the show started, you were out there in the woods and you just killed a turkey. Tell me about your turkey hunt this last week.
So this turkey hunting, I wasn't expecting to shoot a turkey. I was going for whitetail because we didn't have much meat in the freezer, my dad told me.
Oh, jeez. So why would you say that on the radio? You got your parents here and you just said there's nothing in the freezer.
I'm just saying they were good hunters.
So you're sitting in the deer stand.
Yeah. So
I'm okay. Take it from there.
So I'm sitting in the deer stand and my dad texts me saying, there's a turkey coming in at 10 yards. And I'm like, okay. Well, he didn't tell me it was in front of me already. So I tried putting my phone down, and that makes a loud thud. And I look, and it runs away. Well, I'm like, okay, just grab the box call, make a couple chirps, and see if it comes back out. Well, lo and behold, here comes 10 turkeys just rush out.
What? 10 of them?
Yeah.
I have 7 tags. I wish I was sitting there with you.
And I'm like, okay, they're moving. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to whistle because that'll scare them off. So I hit the ground of the blind, and the turkey pops up. And as soon as it pops up, I shoot it right where the wing meets the body.
It's a perfect shot.
Heard the thwack, the beautiful sound that we all like to hear.
You know, there are actually broadheads named thwackers.
Yeah.
So yeah, the sound thwack is definitely indicative of a good hit.
Exactly. So I see, I'm like, oh, sweet. It's starting to flop. And I'm like, oh, no. It starts to stand up and run away. I'm like, oh, great. I'm going to lose that one.
Well, I've always said, shotguns are for killing turkeys and bows are for killing deer because, man, that turkey's got a vital zone, no kidding, of maybe the palm of your hand. And to hit, it's real tough. So you were in there with a crossbow deer hunting, and you took a shot at this turkey with a crossbow.
Yes.
So then what?
So after I shot it, I waited. I'm like trying to see if I could see in the woods run away. I'm like, okay. My dad texts me saying, did the knock light? I'm like, no. And he goes, oh, that's good. Because you want it to be lighted when it's dark, right?
Yeah, right. So that didn't happen either. So now you're in the dark trying to follow a blood trail on a turkey, which is about as existent as a blood trail from, well, nothing.
Well, I'm sitting in the blind waiting for my dad to find it. And I'm like, okay, went in the woods. He's going in the woods, couldn't find it. And he goes along the tree line, finds it dead right on the tree line. I'm happy he found it. Nerve-wracking. So all of a sudden I'm sitting there and I'm like, call my mom. I'm like, I shot something. And I'm just having adrenaline just pump through me. And she goes, oh yeah, what do you think? And I'm like, I can't think right now.
Well, man, you know, and the funny thing is you and I were talking probably a couple days earlier about getting out in the woods to turkey hunt together. And then I'm on the old Facebook and I see that Max already shot his turkey, and I'm thrilled for you, man. That is super exciting. So radio, you can't see radio. Radio is just an audio medium, but you're in a chair. So you do, you have to have accessibility when you hunt.
Yes.
Which means you got to be able to get a chair there, a wheelchair there. So how important is it, you know, for folks who have disabilities, which range a very large gamut, to be able to experience some of the things in Wisconsin's outdoors?
It gives anyone with a diverse ability and a chance to try something new. That they might have the thought they could do.
Yeah. And I think that for you, you know, you're somebody who loves the outdoors to begin with, right?
Yes.
How did you hear about the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series? Because we're in a crucial time right now. We are at a critical time. We're at the launch of the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. And I have to tell you, I mean, I love the challenge in my life when people... So when I tell people I'm going to do something, I'm going to start a gator hunting outfitter. I'm going to be on a television show. People shake their heads and they say, no, you're not. That's never going to happen. I have a feeling about this A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. I think we are at the very start of something that's going to be absolutely huge. And so how did you get in on the first one ever? How did you even hear about it?
Well, my mom that works at Opportunities brought me to an awesome... what would you say it is? What would you say
Hamajam?
Fundraiser.
Okay.
And I met you, Joel, and Robin. And they told me about the A-Team, and I was stoked because I've never heard of something like this, and I thought this would be an awesome opportunity to ask if I could be part of it, because then I could meet other people with the same disability, but not the... talk about disabilities, to have fun, to be outside, to do what we all love to do.
So, and tell me if this is true. I think something that a lot of people that make them apprehensive about people who have to live with a disability is they're kind of afraid to even talk about it with them or broach the subject with them. When in reality, the person with the disability is much more thinking about all the things they can do. They're not thinking about the things they can't do or the things that are more difficult to do. They're thinking about and wanting to participate in all the things they can do and are able to participate in. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Yeah. So... to have somebody out there like you as a beacon for someone who may be afraid to try it, and to have people like Robin out there for those who may be, you know, a little leery to get in to helping people with disabilities or part of their lives, that's why it's so exciting, and that's why the Outdoors of Wisconsin is the perfect place to do it. You're listening to 540 AM WAUK, Raised in Wisco. We'll be right back with the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series.
Down. No, I won't.
How do you go wrong with little Johnny Cash? Down. Welcome back to 540 AM, 101 FM, WAUK, that's the Shaw, 101 FM. The Shaw. As you know, I'm Joel Clayfish, and I was certainly raised in the Shaw. But a couple weeks into the show, I had a wacky idea. It was actually Kelvin's idea. He came to me with it. Kelvin's shaking his head. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. But Danielle Fairman, who co-hosted my old television show, Kill It, Clean It, Cook It, I thought to myself, you know, the fastest growing group of new hunters is females age 18 to 35. And we loved hosting the show together, the television show. Now I have moved on to work on the Outdoor Channel for two shows there. And I thought, how great would it be to bring Danielle Fairman back as a voice of a woman in the outdoors who really puts her money where her mouth is and gets out there in the woods and waters. And she's in North or South Dakota. Kelvin thinks South Dakota. Kelvin,
North Dakota.
Robin, you think North Dakota?
I do.
Why?
Because I think she told me that.
Oh, you gotta get, you gotta stay closer to the mic, Robin.
I believe she told me North Dakota.
You know, it probably is North Dakota because that's better. That's a little bit better duck hunting at the beginning of the duck hunting season. But we went into the break talking about the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series and making sure that folks who have diverse abilities in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm tell you what. So, I mean, the A-Team network that offers a full array of choices for people with diverse abilities. We're statewide, but we're also nationwide. And I can see the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series becoming a national event, a national organization. And one of the, I'm gonna bring her in a little bit. I'm saving her. My daughter Violet is here. She goes to Kettle Moraine High School, and she and Robin Kennedy's son Aiden is here. He's out there in a Packer jersey running around outside taking cool photos of us with the logo, the WAUK on the air radio logo in front. But Violet is going to start doing some work for the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series.
She's going to be our ambassador.
I'm pretty jacked about that because once she gets into things, she's got some pretty good ideas. And I want to talk real quick, Robin, about a term that you and I use and have used. The term for folks who have diverse abilities in their lives has changed throughout history. The original term was the CRIPPLED. That was a term that was used if somebody had certain struggles with certain functions. Then it was handicap, and there are still, we still call them handicap parking spots. Mm-hmm. And then we have moved to the term disability. Sensitivities change, and I think that sometimes we just come up with better things to call things. And so you came up with the term diversability. And I can't tell you how exciting that term is to me, because diversability means that, I think it means you focus on your abilities versus the term disability, which says focus on the dis or the problem or the tough part. In fact, Violet, my daughter Violet, she goes to Kettle Moraine High School, and she's heard me say that word. And she was telling me that word was starting to be used at school because she had used it at school. And she just assumed that was the current term. Violet, welcome to the radio. This is your radio debut. Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. I'm more excited than nervous. Thanks, Dad, for bringing me on. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, you were telling me that at school you actually had heard the term diverse ability.
Right. So I was in class and I was just kind of explaining something. I think it was the biology behind Down syndrome. And so it's very fascinating, but I was just explaining it and I was using the word diverse abilities. Now, I had no clue that that was a word created by the Robin. I did not, no clue. So I was explaining my project, presenting to the class, and she stops me. The teacher stops me in the middle of my presentation and goes, "Diverse abilities." And I'm like, "Yes, diverse abilities. That's a common term, no?" and she was like, she stopped. She took out a whiteboard marker and wrote it on the board, diverse abilities. And now at Kettle Moraine High School, that is the word we use instead of, and you explained this to me, Dad, dis. That's, it's not a good way to refer to those.
It's not.
How did you come up with that, Robin?
Well, because I've always thought that we all have dis abilities. We all
sure,
do.
Of course.
None
we
of
do.
Us are perfect. And we all have diverse abilities as well. We all have diversity. We all have equity. I mean, we should all be included in things. And actually, I was talking to Barb LaDuke, our president. She better be listening right now to Opportunities Incorporated. And I threw that out there, and she was like, "We got to use that." So sometimes I throw things out and other people say, that's cool. And in fact, I actually had some conversation with other people in your family, and you know how that story goes.
No, I don't. I'm not telepathic, Robin. My wife does this to me too. She thinks I'm telepathic.
Okay, well, I had a lovely conversation with your wife about that, and she did a video and used that term in the video for a agency discussion that we were having for people with diverse abilities. And then a radio station from another state picked it up and they started using it.
Oh, is that fantastic? Well, I'm going to tell you what. Mike Crute, who owns this radio station, is a fantastic dude. He and I have very different political philosophies. But, Crute, I'm going to give WAUK, the Shaw 101 FM, 540 AM, the credit for launching the term diverse abilities, which I think has a real chance of catching on and becoming universal. So, and this is so crazy. I always tell people when you come into the studio, you're not going to believe how fast the time goes, but we've already got half of the show down already and we're getting into the bumper music for the second break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series, what we did at Milford Hills, how that turned out. We're also going to talk about alligator soup and Wild Goose Street Tacos.
Yum.
And we're going to tell you how to make those.
Yum.
And we're going to tell you who ate them up and which of the folks who were there, Robin Kennedy, who didn't eat the alligator soup. Violet. To WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw. You're listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. If you watch us on Facebook, there's like video that goes along, and there's this little robotic camera that has face tracking technology, and my daughter's sitting next to me, and it keeps tracking her and not me, because clearly she looks better on camera than I do, which is not a high bar. I just want to point that out. We have a packed studio tonight. You know what? I feel like this show is a lot more like a morning show than it is an evening show. It's like a morning talk show almost.
Yes.
Laugh and goof around. Robin Kennedy's here, one of the original founders of the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. Max Vespalik is here with his mom, Leah, and his dad, Steven. Robin's son, Aiden, is here. And my daughter, Violet, is here, junior at Kettle Moraine High School. I'm proud of that. I'm a cheer dad. Did you know that I'm a cheer dad?
I knew that you were a cheer. You have a cheer dad shirt? No?
Sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt, hat, and you are putting together a cheer dad group, which I have mixed opinions on, but it's okay. You even stand up during the games, and he has the cheers memorized, so he'll stand up and do the cheers with us. Would you like to perform the ATTACK?
I would not, but I want to just point out that when the cheerleaders are doing cheers, and then I'm standing doing the cheers that you're leading, you get angry with it. You're like, Dad, that's enough. That's enough, Dad.
Okay. You're not the one in the cheer uniform. There's a slight difference.
You just gave me an idea. I'm getting a cheer uniform. That's it. Before we went into the break, we were talking about the term diverse ability, which was kind of a culmination of what we're trying to do here when it comes to making sure that people with disabilities have opportunities to do everything in the state of Wisconsin, including participate in the outdoors. Max Vespalik, you participated in the first ever, the inaugural A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series angling adventure. How did you like that?
I thought it was probably one of the best experiences to ever have and be in.
Oh my God, that says a lot.
Wow.
What was so great? I mean, outside of the fact that your angling skills were like off the hook, no pun intended, or pun intended, you know, we were talking about the term diverse abilities. What's your take on that? What's your take on that word as a person who uses a chair?
You know, that's like, it's a very unique word. There's like so many things I could say about diverse ability, and I try to think of everything to say, but there's just only one thing to say is it's, what would you say, Mom?
I think the diverse ability part of it focuses more on what they can do. Maybe it might be a little different, but it focuses on being able to do things and not focus on what somebody can't do or their limits. it doesn't give them limits when you say diverse ability.
I think you just absolutely captured, and Robin, feel free to chip in on this too.
Yeah.
I think you absolutely just captured the issue, the reason that folks in the disability community do not have all of the opportunities afforded to and even gone out of their way by a modern society to give to everybody. It's because that when we talk about people with diverse abilities or we think of people with diverse abilities, we think of what they can't do versus what they can. And if you focus on what people cannot do, you are automatically limiting the chance they have to participate in the things that everyone else gets a choice to do.
But I'm going to throw everything a little bit out there, because there's a lot of like tours that people can sign up for and all that kind of stuff. But Joel, you inspired me, because I know, hold up. Yes, Joel, you inspired me, because you have such a love for the outdoors and for hunting and for cooking and for people with diverse abilities that it was like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing ever. Let's do things that are unique.
Right.
You know, like
outside of
turkey
the box.
Hunting. Right. Totally outside of the box. That's what we have to do. That's what the outdoor adventures are all about. Not your typical, you know, the bus tours. We're not doing bus tours.
Yeah, no bus tours for the HM Outdoor Adventure Series.
No way.
And in the last segment of the show tonight, we're going to talk about some ideas for future events, I think, for the Outdoor Adventure Series. But that's what this is. Look, people who have diverse abilities, the feedback that I get from folks in that community, they are not fragile beings who are afraid to get muddy and afraid to get dirty and afraid to get to expend energy and lift and grunt like the rest of us. So why shouldn't they be out there fishing, baiting hooks, hauling in baits? And gall darn it, if you're unable to reel the reel, have someone there reeling the reel with you, catching fish, slogging through the mud in the
shooting
woods.
Shooting guns.
Shooting guns, using firearms safely.
Yes.
I mean, you know, have you heard of Bruno Independent Living Aids?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've talked to some folks over there. We're even talking about some folks with high-level quadriplegia, some high-level quadriplegics, being able with a sip and puff or a peach tree to aim a firearm on a remote in the woods to hunt from a television screen. Now, this is technology that's already here. It's just not being utilized, damn it, because people don't think of saying, if someone with a diverse ability who may not have a full function of their arms should be able to hunt, should be able to fish, should be able to kayak, should be able to walk through the woods, or get rolled through the woods, should be able to watch a sunset in a park, should be able to go kayaking, should be able to get on a pontoon boat, should be able to go rock climbing, should be able to have a campfire, should be able to have time in the outdoors. And
yes.
So the Outdoor Adventure Series is literally about bringing Wisconsin to people who may never have had the chance to be exposed to it before. Max, what do you think about that?
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Leah's Max's mom. Tell me about what, you know, I think another thing that people are afraid to tread on, or they get nervous about, or they get afraid. Some people are afraid to interact with people with diverse abilities. Don't you think, you know, as a parent, don't you think that it's about time we stop worrying about all of the political correctness and sensitivities and start doing things that are right for everybody, so that everybody in the state of Wisconsin has the same opportunities at the joy and the natural resources that this state offers?
Oh, definitely. I think when you start to put everything aside, you will start to meet amazing people. When you start to look past their diverse abilities and enjoy either fishing, kayaking, shooting a gun, you're out there enjoying, and you can make new friends, and you're not focusing on anything other than Max just being out there. Max is just Max. He's not the kid in the wheelchair or the other person's not out there who doesn't have use of maybe their arm or different things. They're just, you know, Joe having fun. And I think that's a huge thing that when we start to really think about the person and not anything other than that.
So what advice do you have, I guess, to people who are apprehensive, people out there who are kind of afraid to participate or afraid to get to know somebody who is different than them or who may not be able to physically do the same things? What advice do you have to those people who are listening who've maybe in their lives never taken that step? Because I'm going to tell you what. I go into Opportunities Incorporated. We go to an A-team event, and I walk in. Every single person in that room has a smile on their face. Every single one. And you can say, okay, these are people with disabilities. They have a tougher life than the people who jump out of bed on both feet, right? They have a tougher life. And I'm not even going to argue that they do. But why do I always feel better as a human being when I'm around them? And why do they fill my heart and fill my soul so much more than walking down the street and the guy who's mad because he put on the wrong socks that morning?
I think it's because I've learned a lot from Max. I think he's taught me a lot. They don't judge. They want to have a happy life. They want to enjoy life. Max has taught me to enjoy the little things. You know, working at Opportunities is probably the joy of seeing all the participants because they're not there to do anything other than enjoy life, be a part of it, do everything that everybody else is doing. It's a chance to be like everybody else. And I know sometimes it can be scary. New things are always scary for everybody. But when Max was growing up, we always said, you might not be able to do it like everybody else, but we'll find a way for you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've always tried to do with him.
So we had the outdoor adventure series at Milford Hills the other day, and we had a chance to fish in this pond that is just, I mean, it's ridiculous, to be honest. It's replete and with, it's got these massive hybrid bluegills, bass.
Huge catfish.
It's got these
that bite
huge
you.
Huge catfish. Do you want to tell the story, Rob?
Yes, I do.
No pun intended. Well, this is my second time with a pun. You're chomping at the bit to tell the story, so you might as well tell
the
story.
Actually, I think Max could tell it because you were working with Max when he caught the catfish.
Do you know what story she's talking about,
when
Max?
When the catfish bit Joel's finger when he was...
Yeah, I remember that. All of a sudden, I'm like, sitting there, I'm like, okay, he has it by the gill. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And he decides to put it in the thumb in the mouth. I'm like, that's going to hurt. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing, go, ow, it's biting me. And I'm like, I knew that's what's going to happen. I knew it.
It didn't just... So Danielle Fairman, who's in North or South Dakota, Robin thinks North Dakota, so fine. Or North Dakota duck hunting right now. She goes noodling. Okay, that is where you put your... That is for... crazy people. I'm sorry.
Yes. You grab the fish.
I would not do that. No, you don't grab the fish. You put your hand under rocks in hopes the fish will bite your hand, and then you pull it out. And I'm telling you what, this catfish, now those catfish, that catfish you caught was a monster. I mean, that thing had to weigh 6, 7, 8 pounds. And I'll tell you what, shout out to Noah Morris, because he put a video together, a little Foul Life video. And so we're going to put that up on the A-Team website, Robin,
yes.
Whether you like it or not. I think we should put it up. Should we put it up?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll put it up. I'll put it on my Facebook, too. But so Max catches this catfish, and I'm trying to hold it for the picture. I put my thumb in its mouth like a bass. That sucker clamped down so hard it drew blood. No joke, like instantly drew blood. And I'm not talking like a little blood. My thumb was bleeding. And that's
we had to call 911.
We certainly did not, Robin. We did. Now Aiden, your mom's in here making things up now. But it was part of, we participated. It was part of... the week for choice for folks with disabilities. And, you know, we do go a little tangentially on the show from time to time. We go off topic a little bit, but this was really the perfect marriage between the outdoors, the great state of Wisconsin, the outdoor lifestyle, the provider lifestyle, and making sure the people with diverse abilities have opportunities to enjoy the great natural resources of the state of Wisconsin. And I'm going to tell you something. We didn't stop there because I love to cook, and by the looks of me, everyone can tell I love to eat. I cooked for like 40 people, 50
yes,
people.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I made alligator noodle soup. Now, I had made like a sample of this before, but I have to tell you, if you like chicken noodle soup, alligator noodle soup is even better.
Absolutely.
Oh, you don't absolutely mean you didn't even try it.
It was. It's like Campbell's,
all of the clients at all of the workers, all the employees at Opportunities, they ate it up. I had 10 quarts of alligator noodle soup that were eaten. I brought in 20 pounds of wild goose that we made, wild goose street tacos, that were absolutely phenomenal. Everyone chowed them down. Even the staff was eating it, and Robin wouldn't try the alligator soup.
I did try the alligator soup.
How was it?
I did. It was delicious.
Yes. Feel the table.
Amazing. That's how we
do. When we come back on Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw, we're going to wrap it up with some new ideas for the Outdoor Adventure Series, the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. We'll have Danielle Fairman back next week. We'll be right back. Can I get denied, Lord, must I hesitate? To Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, sitting in for Danielle Fairman, who's duck hunting in North Dakota. Robin Kennedy this week. Robin, are you having fun?
I'm having an awesome time. I miss Danielle, and I can't talk about anything she can talk about because I don't hunt.
Whoa, let's slow down and back her up. I'm not sure we come on this show and admit we don't hunt.
Well, I'm going to be hunting soon because she said that I can come out with
I
her.
I think she's going to get you out in the woods.
I know.
With a gun or a bow in your hand at some point here. You know, we have a mentored hunting program in Wisconsin. I was a co-author of the bill that allowed you to take a mentored hunter without having to have hunter's safety of any age. Uh-huh. And that is the program by which my daughter, Violet, hunts. I'm still ticking at her to get her hunter safety. My older daughter, Ella Rose, actually has her hunter safety, and so does Becky, my wife. But I like to think that Violet has not gotten her hunter safety yet just because she loves to go with Dad so much and she wants to go on a mentored hunt.
The truth, unfortunately.
Yeah, see, oh, isn't that nice? So we wrapped up the last segment talking about the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series, and we had brought in wild game from field to table. And the impetus and the main focal point of the show has been about making sure people with diverse abilities have equal opportunities to participate in every aspect of life. And, you know, we're human beings too. And I think it took us, Robin, I'm embarrassed to say, I think it took us too long to come up with this idea.
No.
I wish we'd have come up with this idea sooner. I really do. Because I think the Outdoor Adventure Series is going to be, you know, don't get me wrong. There are other organizations that do some outdoor sporting activities, offer them to people with diverse abilities. But I really think the culmination of the multi-state network that we have and throughout the state of Wisconsin, the chapters we have throughout the state, is really a great way to kind of extrapolate what we have here. So I've got... we've got Violet Clayfish, my daughter, who's going to be the ambassador for the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. We've got Max Vespalik and his mom, Leah, here. I'm hoping you're going to be a repeat participant, Max. Are you?
Oh, I'm definitely, after the fishing tournament, I'm definitely going to be in the next one.
And, you know, I have a computer screen in front of me, and I'm looking across at Max, and you got a camouflage hat with American flag on, you got an Under Armour shirt on. I don't see your chair. And I didn't see disabilities at the fishing adventure. No. I didn't see a disability on any person there. What I saw were anglers, fisher people, smiles, happiness I didn't want to end, because it was, we were catching fish after fish after fish. And I think the goal of the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series is that we see people. We don't see a disability. We don't see an inability. A disability says inability to me. We don't see that. We saw people living and loving life and what they were doing. And I look across, and I'm looking at a serious hunter and a fisherman when I look at you. And that's what I see. And I think if we can help perpetuate societally seeing human beings versus seeing some difference they have in their life, I think we not only make the world a better place, and I don't want to, I'm not trying to get all squishy and lefty or goofy about it, but in all reality, if we see people, everything else fades in the distance, and we live in the greatest country in the world that affords us to do that. So having said that, I was kind of curious what, you know, the ambassador of the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series, Violet Clayfish, would come up with when I said, why don't you start thinking of some potential A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series events? So Violet, what'd you come up with?
Well, Dad, I know that there's a widely successful event that goes on yearly, and you were one of the creator, you helped create, helped set up this incredible event, truly. It is water skiing, which uses the natural resources, which kind of A-Team is all about, natural resources of Wisconsin. Amazing Great Lakes experience. And it's where we get people with diverse abilities out water skiing, which when you look at that, you're like, too much work. Why would you do that? That's ridiculous. But genuinely, it is incredible, the impact it not only has on people with diverse abilities, but it has on the people helping out. And it's truly incredible. Dad, what does it take? How does that look? Diverse ability, water skiing.
I think that that is an awesome, awesome thing that you brought that up. And I'm going to tell you something. I tell this to you, and Robin and I have talked about it. God plays a hand in everything that happens in this world, and that there are no coincidences. The disabled water skiing that we do out on Okachi Lake that we've been doing for over 25 years now, I was at the first one. A guy named Jeff Otter, who worked for a company called National Seating and Mobility, designed a water ski. A water ski with outriggers on it, designed it himself, built it himself, so made it so that depending on your ability to utilize your hands or arms, you could either hold the rope or the rope could get tucked in and we would tow people. And it was tricky at first. We set up a tow boat and then a follow pontoon with lifeguards on it in case somebody got in trouble, especially the first year. We didn't know who we were going to dump or how we were going to dump them. And it became an event that over the years has extrapolated into a two-day event because there's so many people who want to do it. And you back to not having any coincidences, I actually work for a company called New Motion, which is a wheelchair a mobility product company, a wheelchair provider. New Motion now sponsors that event. I think this is the perfect thing to team up with. Robin, what do you think?
Absolutely.
I think A-Team should team up with New Motion and Bruno 100%. Independent Living Aids. What do you think, Max, about a disabled water skiing event?
You know, I've never heard of that, and you bring that up. That sounds really interesting. I've seen so many people water ski, but for people with adverse abilities, that just gives us more wider range of what we can do.
Have you ever water skied?
Not yet.
Well, damn it, Max! I think we have our first sign up for next year.
We do.
Right there.
100%.
So, Violet, I'm really proud of you. I think that was a great idea to think of that. I'm really proud of you. I think that we should do what we can do to combine the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series with the disabled water skiing. It's already happening in our backyard anyway, Robin.
Can we call it diverse ability water skiing?
Well, we'll have to ask the organizers of it, but I have an in. I think I have an in.
I figured you would.
Max, real quick, an idea for the Outdoor Adventure Series. You got one?
I have three, but I think one is a really good idea, which you will probably love, is outdoor cooking.
I love it.
Wow.
How about at a park in Wisconsin during a sunset, we do an outdoor picnic?
Perfect.
Hey, we got our first
Our
next two events for the A-Team Outdoor Adventure Series. Get into the outdoors, folks. You're going to love it. It will improve your life and the longevity and the joy in your life. Do it with everybody who is willing. Take that first timer out. Try it. Thank you to Robin. Thank you to Max, Leah, Stephen, Aiden, my daughter Violet.
Thank you to Joel.